that's my last three games been with different clubs, so I'm happy just to be settled now and get a goal, and that's it. I'm happy to be here. The gaffer showed trust in me, and today obviously I was a bit off the pace because, I don't know, maybe debut nerves, and I felt a wee bit in the stomach as well, so that's it. I need to get up to the pace, and I will be, and I know I will, and the gaffer's put a lot of trust in me, and thankfully I got a wee goal for him, and I can hope I can continue. Do you know what I mean? I know I will.
Is he someone you look up to, yeah, bearing in mind your background's from Celtic?
Yeah, of course, he's a legend up there, and what he's done in the game as a manager, just as good as what he's done as a player, and well, if it can be as good as what he's done as a player, he's done that much, but that's it, he showed faith in me, and I'm happy with that.
Just describe that feeling when you saw the ball hit the back of the net on your debut. Don't get much better, does it?
No, that's it. It's the best feeling in the world when you score a goal, especially on your debut, and that's it. I maybe needed it because I was a wee bit off the pace, as I said, the first 45, so rightly so, I got took off. I had a wee calf niggle as well. Gaffer took us off, and that's it. Hopefully I can get involved next week as well.
I believe you were so close to being a Cardiff player on a full-time basis, weren't you, until an embargo came?
Yeah, I had passed every stage of my medical. I had 3 days worth of medicals, and about to sign on a dotted line and get a text saying they were on an embargo, but I'm a big believer in what's for you won't go past you, and everything happens for a reason, and now I'm at a massive club, so, and the players around me just now, it's very positive, it's very promising.
Was it a straightforward choice for you? Was it ever a case that you were staying at Charlton, or was it always likely for you to get out of there?
Yeah, I was never staying at Charlton. A lot of things have happened behind the scenes that I can't really speak about, but it's kind of left me a bit disheartened and a bit sad, and it's a beautiful club, but it's just one of these things that I'm not there anymore, so I don't really want to talk about it, and I'm happy I've moved on, and that's it. We'll see what happens come the summer. I'd love to be here for a long time working under the gaffer, so we'll see what happens and playing alongside the boys.
Well, that looks like the idea, doesn't it? There seems to be the thinking that it's not just a deal to the end of the season.
Who knows? I'm not 100% sure on what they're thinking, but that's what I mean. It's a big club, and I thrive off playing in the kind of games with atmospheres, and hopefully I can do my best at Ewood Park and see what I can do.